From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. With the official start of summer just around the corner, many people are gearing up to float the Boise River. And in order to help people stay safe while they have fun this summer, Ada County and the city of Boise have teamed up to create a new resource that will prepare people for their float. Joining us to talk more about this new resource is Boise Parks and Recreation Director Doug Holloway and Bonnie Shelton, Communication and Marketing Superintendent for Boise Parks and Rec. Welcome to the both of you.
Well, thank you, Samantha, for having us on. We're always happy to come on your show and talk cool recreation things here in Boise.
Anytime. Okay, where did the idea for Float the Boise come from?
Well, I think it originated from really the need to have a one-stop shop. There's a lot of new folks that are discovering the Boise River from a floating perspective every summer. And I think that as we have seen a number of issues that have occurred off and on over the years on the Boise River, it really became apparent that we needed to team up with our Boise Fire Team, as well as the Ada County Parks and Waterways, and create one-stop shop site where you can get all things Float the Boise in one location, everything from conditions to potential hazards to safety tips, etc. So it's something we haven't had. We've posted a few things on our own website in Parks and Recreation, and then Ada County Parks and Waterways has done a pretty good job with their website as well. But it really sends people to different locations. So we just teamed up, the three of us, and decided that we needed to have something that would serve the public and really just enhance the experience that those who want to float the Boise River, enhance that experience for them.
Well, I think this is great. I think, you know, for folks who grew up here and when they float the Boise for the first time, it would be something that you would do with someone who's already done it. So that knowledge is sort of handed down, but there's a lot of missing knowledge there. And as you said, lots of new people who want to come and try it out. And so what better way than to have a website that's got it all right there? Bonnie, tell us about this website.
Yeah, it's floattheboise.org. And as Doug mentioned, we really wanted to team up and create one resource that people can find really all throughout the year, but especially right before and during the float season. It gives them great visuals of what they'll encounter along the river, which for us was huge from a safety and education standpoint. If you're new to the area or you've never floated before, you're not familiar with some of the diversion dams and rapids that you'll encounter, some of the bridges that you'll float under and need to paddle around. So this really provides an interactive map that has been tracked all of the hazards by our Boise Fire Dive Team, the experts who are out on the river each year. And then Ada County can add different hazards or information to that, as well as Boise Parks and Recreation. So we're really providing a united front to help get safety and education information out there. And then there's also a guided tour where you can literally scroll, and this is all mobile friendly as well. You can scroll from Barber Park to Ann Morrison Park, that 6-mile float that's traditional here in the City of Trees. And you can see pictures of what you'll encounter to really be prepared so that you know, okay, I need to wear water sandals in case I have to stand up and maneuver around something. We emphasize wearing life jackets and having all of your safety gear and just kind of some tips and tricks before you go. And then as Doug mentioned, we have current conditions posted there as well. It's fun that we're talking about this today, but I do want to mention this is not the time to be floating the Boise River. If you've seen it at any time in recent weeks, it's flowing very high and fast. It's about 4,700 cubic feet per second right now. And the normal float season, when the official float season opens, it's usually between 500 and 1,500 CFS. So a long way to go before those river levels drop to where an announcement could be made about the official start of float season. But we thought launching this now, getting it, you know, in people's hands, letting them play with the website on their phone, take a look at the maps, and really get that background knowledge that they'll need was a good move going into what we expect to be a really busy summer.
Absolutely. Don't do it now. Wait until they say it's safe.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. And that comes back to, I'm guessing, the website, not only knowing when to go. You mentioned the interactive map and hazards And I mean, how great would that be if, you know, a giant tree gets stuck somewhere and becomes a new hazard, but you don't know about it, or in the past you didn't know about it. Now you can find out right on the website.
Exactly. This gives us so many more tools to update people in the moment. And we also have social media pages that will be running all throughout the summer and the year as well. So Float the Boise River on Facebook has been kind of the go-to source run by Ada County over the last few years. We're now supplementing that with the Float the Boise River Instagram, where we'll be posting information, sharing safety tips. And yeah, the dive team can literally be adding a new hazard to this map from the banks if they need to. They're all logged into the system. It's really cool technology. And I have to give Joanna Zibel, who's an analyst with Boise Fire, a shout out. She built this site and really made it what it is. And it's just been our job to help tell people about it. So really grateful for the expertise that we have both at the city and the county. And I think this will be a great resource for people if they're visiting or if they've floated for a long time and just kind of want to see an update on what to expect once the dive team and our community forestry crew go through and sweep the river before the season opens. This will be the most up-to-date resource for people who are going to float.
Doug, you mentioned for folks who are new to floating, there are a lot of people floating the Boise River every year. I was a little surprised by some of the numbers that that I saw here on the website. There's a lot of people using the river.
Yeah, you know, Samantha, there are. And what comes with that, obviously, is, you know, extra precautions. There's a lot of cleanup we have to do at the takeout at Ann Morrison. You know, parking is an issue out at Barber Park where the put in is for the float from the float from Barber Park to Ann Morrison. So we encourage users to really look at that shuttle that picks up and takes off from Ann Morrison Park. I believe it's every 15 minutes. And Bonnie, you could probably correct me on that, but it runs regularly throughout the day. The cost is very minimal, and we just encourage folks to park at Ann Morrison, take the shuttle, so you don't have to worry about parking out at Barber Park. And also, one of the issues we've had in the past, Samantha, is that when Barber Park does fill up, floaters tend to move into the neighborhood around the Harris Ranch area and park in the neighborhood. And we're asking folks to please don't do that. If the parking lot at Barber Park is full, we encourage you to come back to Ann Morrison Park and park here and then take the shuttle. So it's kind of like what we preach at the Greenbelt and up in the foothills on our trail system. It's common courtesy. This is a great resource and it can be a great experience for everyone utilizing the Boise River, but we do have to remind folks of that common courtesy, but also of the fact that it is a wild river. Bonnie had mentioned the 500 to 1500 CFS is really the sweet spot for when Ada County Parks and Waterways announces that you now can start floating the river, but not safely. It's never a safe float on the river. It is a wild river, and it's very unpredictable. But as Bonnie mentioned, we have a real-time website now that if there are hazards out there that you need to be aware of, you can get those. We will have QR codes that will take you directly to the website. Those will be strategically located around Barber Park. They'll also be located on the shuttle buses. And so you can go directly to the website there and get the latest up to minute information, whether you're new or whether you're a longtime floater as well.
There is a ton of information on this website. I highly recommend folks checking it out. Even if you're a frequent floater, you're going to learn some new stuff. We've been speaking with Boise Parks and Recreation Director Doug Holloway and Bonnie Shelton, the Communication and Marketing Superintendent for Boise Parks and Rec, about Float the Boise. It's a new resource. It's helping people plan ahead as they prepare to float the Boise River. We'll put a link to it on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thank you both, and thanks for doing this.
Great. Thank you for having us, Samantha.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.